This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This fall, on-demand audio programming will grow up. There's news that Apple will finally start supplying detailed audience data on podcasts. Right now, we know about subscriptions and downloads, but not much else. It's part of Apple's upgrade set for the fall for the operating system that's on iPhones and iPads, iOS 11. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood joins us. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, David.
So, podcasts, we knew how many subscriptions that they would attract, but we didn't know what, a lot else?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because podcasting obviously is an all-digital medium, and it is one of the few that seems to operate with hardly any metrics. For the most part, you could really only tell if someone downloaded your episode.
So, at long last, Apple is going to make a shift later in the year, and what will we know more about from this new Apple system?
Well, so then we will get exactly the kind of metrics that advertisers just love, which is essentially when people listen to podcasts, where they listen to some extent, at what point they bail out, and whether they listen to ads. So these are very similar to the metrics that are already available for digital video, and they're metrics that make advertisers feel a lot more comfortable.
But that's the great irony here. I mean, podcasts generate a lot of buzz, but they're not really a big thing on the grand scheme of media at this point.
It's a very, very tiny business in terms of actual ad dollars. So this is the kind of change that could potentially really jumpstart the podcasting industry. But I have to be honest, in the short term, it's such a crowded field. It's possible they will get some of this data, discover that people are not listening, and that it could thin the herd a little bit.
But podcasters can use this data to adjust, figure out what it is we should be doing better to hold on to an audience.
Absolutely. Long term, this is incredibly positive because, you know, a lot of companies see podcasts as the perfect medium, the perfect way to deliver on-demand content to people. It's great in connected cars. It's a way to get people when they're on the treadmill or on their bicycles. It's a popular and increasingly popular medium for a reason. It just needs a business model.
And certainly room to grow, right? I was just talking to a sentient human being, tech savvy, yet he was like, oh yeah, podcasts. How do those work again? He'd never consumed a podcast.
Well, and I can't tell you how many people I've encountered just in the past couple months. I mean, really, you know, a conversation I've been having regularly where people say, I just discovered podcasting and I'm super into it. This is a business that Apple has actually ignored for a very long time, despite essentially launching it. So it's very typical of the company, I think, to make this move just at the moment that you could argue podcasts are crossing over into the mainstream in terms of awareness.
All right. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood in Northern California. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Now, when Molly says podcasts on bicycle, she means stationary exercise bicycle, not bicycles in traffic, I'm sure. My colleagues make some great podcasts, from Codebreaker to Make Me Smart. Further afield, you might like the podcast Nancy. Or in a ghostlier realm, there's one called The Black Tapes. A lot of the stations you're listening to right now make some really great ones.